to attack me, but the devil is a liar tonight. Tonight. Get your words out from Ephesians 2:1. I promise I won't be long. Yes. The devil truly is a liar tonight. The devil is a liar.
Yes, he is.
Amen. Amen. Fine.
All right.
Devil try to attack me tonight.
Yes.
But there is a word from the Lord. We have Ephesians 2:1. Yes. My God. It reads as follows. And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. The topic of my message tonight is the quick and the dead. The quick and the dead. In this passage of scripture, you see two classifications of people. You see the quick and you see the dead. They're two different creatures. They're two different people. They're two different spirits. As you know, they can coexist at the same time, in the same room, in the same house, but they should never coexist in the same person. There shall only be the quick, and there shall only be the dead. The quick shouldn't be walking around with the dead. The quick shouldn't be socializing with the dead. The quick shouldn't be friends with the dead. The quick shouldn't be sleeping around with the dead. The quick shouldn't be tied together and yoked together with the dead. The dead shouldn't be finding themselves yoked around and tangled up with the quick. They should be separated at all times. The dead only want to do one thing. They only want to do one thing. The dead only want to make other dead. The dead only want to make other dead. Pastor Martin hit on it a little bit a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
About the walking dead.
Yes.
You watch the walking dead, all the dead in that show want to do is make other dead.
Yes.
They want to eat on the flesh of the living, and they want to deteriorate what the living is going on. They want to kill everything that's going on with the quick. They want to go against everything that's going on with the quick. The quick and the dead should never be together.
All right.
My God. But the quick has a different motive. The quick motive is to stay quick and to not become dead. Let me say that again. The quick's motive is to stay quick and not become dead. Let's get some definitions in, then you'll understand more why I'm calling it quick and not something else. The definition for dead is no longer living. It's deprived of life, not endowed with life. There's no life nowhere. You can check the pulse as many times as you want. Ain't no life. It's just as dry as it want to be. It's just as dead as it want to be. Another definition for dead is bereft of sensation. In other words, it's numb. Ain't got no feeling for nobody. Ain't got no sensitivity for nobody. Somebody going through, they ain't got no sensitivity for anybody. They always negative, they always mean, they always rude, they always rub the wrong way, they always offended, they always in a feeling. The dead has no sensation for anybody. It don't care who it hurt, it don't care who it offends, it don't care who it come against, the dead has no sensation, it's only known. Another thing that the dead is lack sensitivity or feeling. Don't have no feeling. Somebody have a death in their family, they can't even cry for that, mourn for that family. Can't even send their condolences. That's the dead. Another thing is a dad is incapable of being emotionally moved. Everybody is in here feeling the spirit and the dad just standing there looking around. Everybody else here is feeling the power of God, but the dad is sitting around playing on their iPad. Everybody feeling the move of God, but the dad is sitting around playing on their cell phone. The dad is sitting around twiddling their thumbs when everybody is shouting and praising God because they can't be emotionally moved. You can't be moved by the spirit of God because there's no spirit in you. That's the dead. Now let me talk about the quick. The living. The word quick means two words, quick and quicken. The word quick means living person. It also means the vital and most important part. Vital and most important part. I say, God, what does it have to do with my message? What does it have to do with anything with the church? Well, in order for the church to flourish, the vital and most important part are quick people. In order for us to move forward, there have to be some quick and living people within the church, or else you just got a dead church. Anybody say amen? Amen. The quick will say amen. Then the word quicken means, listen to this, it says to become alive or to receive life. So there are people out there that's struggling and straining and having a hard time. They can be quickened. They can become alive and receive life. Listen to this other definition, which I thought was awesome. It said quickened when it comes to a mother or somebody who's in pregnancy. It says it's to enter the stage of pregnancy when which the fetus give indications of life. There's some people in here that's been pregnant with purpose. There's some people that's here been pregnant with businesses. There's some people here been pregnant with dreams. That's been walking around thinking that everything that God gave them is dead within their womb. But it's God said, I'm going to quicken you tonight and give you some indications of life. See, in 2016, it's time to stop walking around with dead things on the inside. It's time to stop walking around with deadness on the inside. When it comes to what's in the womb, not the mother, but what's in the womb, it says quicken means to begin to manifest signs of life. Everybody getting blessed with new cars, getting new houses, getting new places, those are signs of life. And it's time for everybody to start seeing some signs of life and get away from the dead things and the dead situations and the dead problem, everything that's holding you back. It's time to start seeing some signs of life. Look at your neighbor and tell them, if you're not quick, you're dead. It made me think of a movie, and I'm not preaching on the movie, but it made me think of a movie called The Quick and the Dead. It was a movie with Gene Hackman and Leonardo DiCaprio and Sharon Stone. And the thing which happened was they were standing in front of each other on one end. It's a Western movie. And they would have a showdown. On one end, you have one person. On the other end, you have the other person. And they were waiting for the clock to strike 12. And when the clock struck 12, if you were not quick, you were dead. And we getting ready to run right into the 12th hour, and if you ain't quick, you are dead. Oh, somebody didn't catch that. See, it was something important about when the clock struck 12. It signified a change in the day. It signified a change from the morning to the evening. It signified a change in the season. It signified a change from one part of the day to the next part of the day. But if you weren't quick when the clock struck 12, you were dead. Oh, I'm almost finished. But if you ain't quick, you're dead. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You can't be quick and dead. It just don't work. You can't be oil and water. You can't be quick and dead. So I'm going to end my message tonight by giving you a list of differences between the quick and between the dead. Because some people might still be a little confused about what it really means to be quick and what it really means to be dead. So here go a couple of differences. And then I'm going to sit down. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The quick sit together in heavenly places.
You're right. All right.
But the dead walk among dry bones.
All right.
The quick flourish in blessings, but the dead are destroyed by the cankerworm, and the cankerworm eats everything that they put their hands to do.
All right.
The quick receive correction, but the dead get mad and leave at the first sight of reproof.
Yeah.
The quick praise God in hard times, but the dead give up every time a hard situation come up. The quick speak life into anything, speak life into that situation, but the dead situations remain dead, and put everybody else situation down. The quick meditate on spiritual things, but the dead always meditate on the natural things. The quick walk and move under the anointing, but it's the dead that can't catch fire even if they're doused in gasoline. The quick rejoice behind somebody else's blessing, but the dead get jealous and mad. The quick are easy to forgive, but the dead can't go on and let things go. Thank you. The quick are constantly moving forward, but the dead are always stagnating and moving back. The quick speak the truth, but the dead are always telling lies and speaking in hypocrisy. My God, the quick are faithful to their spouses, but the dead are adulterers. The quick save themselves for marriage, but the dead are fornicators. The quick are pure and clean, but the dead are full of uncleanliness. The quick are faithful to God, but the dead are idolaters. The quick stay away from witchcraft, but the dead deal with witches and warlocks all the time. The quick are full of love, but the dead are full of hatred and malice. The quick are peacemakers, but the dead carry on strife. The quick are supporters and pushers of others, but the dead are always green with envy. The quick are sober and ever vigilant, but the dead are always drunk and reveling. The quick is always moving forward, but the dead is always stuck in the same situation. The quick is always giving God praise, but the dead always got their mouth shut. The quick is always worshiping God and praying to God, but the dead couldn't say a prayer 7 days if you gave them enough time. The quick know how to shout when it's time to shout, but the dead fall on their knees and die. Tonight, if you are part of the quick crew, will you just stand on your feet and give God a praise? It's something about being quick. It's something about being quick. The quick are always over the dead. The quick know how to be obedient. The quick know how to obey. The quick know how to say yes, ma'am. The quick know how to say yes, sir. The quick know how to submit themselves. The quick. It's something about being quick. But it's something about being dead, too. See, the dead always kick against the prince. The dead always go against leadership. The dead always running from responsibilities. The dead don't want to do nothing. The dad don't want to say nothing. The dad don't want to be nothing. The dad want to stay on the bench and warm it up. It's something about the dad, too. Now, anybody in here quick tonight? Oh, I said, is anybody in here quick tonight? Scripture, Psalms 119:37 said, turn away my eyes from beholding vanity and quicken thou me in thy way. Jesus Christ is the way. You become quickened by living and moving in the way of Jesus Christ. Psalms 119:40 said, behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. You got to be righteous. Psalms 119:88 said, quicken me after thy loving kindness. So shall I keep thy testimony of my mouth. You got to love on somebody. You got to love your neighbor. Psalms 119:93 said, I will never forget thy precepts, for with them hast thou quickened me. In the word of God, when God commands, the words that are coming out of his mouth, you got to obey it. You got to move when he say move. You got to do what he says to do. Psalms 119:107, I am afflicted very much, but quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. The word of God will quicken you. And the last scripture, Psalms 119:149, say, hear my voice according to thy loving countenance, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgment. People always run from the judgment of God. But sometimes you got to run and fall on your knees when it's time for you to be judged, when it's time for you to be corrected, when it's time for you to be reproved, rebuked. It's time to do it. In other words, you got to do it to be quickened. If you'll stand to your feet one last time, and I'm getting ready to turn it over to the hands of the prophetess tonight. But if anybody in here feel like you fell upon the dead zone, you have the opportunity tonight to be quickened, to be made alive, to have that electric jolt put into your heart, to bring life back into your body. You find yourself being envious, jealous, reveling, lascivious, walking in lasciviousness. There we go. Lasciviousness. Thank you. Tongue-tied. But if you find yourself among any of those things which we call the dead tonight, you have the opportunity to be quickened. And we're just going to say a prayer for you tonight. Give you the opportunity to join the quick. Because if you ain't quick, you're dead. If you're not among the quick and the living, you're among the dead and the dry bones. And in order for deliverance to move forward, we got to move forward with the quickness. With the quick. 2016 is going to be an amazing year for deliverance. Amen. It's already begun. It started in 2015, the latter days of 2015. But 2016 is going to be an amazing year. It is already an amazing year for deliverance. But if you want to move forward with deliverance, you can't be dead. You can't be dead. You can't get mad whenever somebody says something to you. You can't get an attitude when correction comes forth, because the leaders are going to give you correction and direction, because they're the only ones that's going to lead us to where we need to go. And if you can't follow leadership, then you already dead. If you can't follow the instructions of leadership, you're already dead. Amen. So we're going to pray for anybody need to be quick. You don't even have to come up. I'm just saying a prayer for everybody in here. I'm going to call nobody out. We don't want to embarrass anybody. But if you find yourself in that place, praise the Lord. If you find yourself in that place, you get mad about it.
Jesus.
become a recluse. Shut yourself off from the quick.
Together and give God a great praise.
that name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me go ahead and get started. Y'all have to excuse me tonight. I have a slight crick in my neck, so if I look a little robotic up here, it's because of a little crick. Imagine the anointing is up on me tonight, so I can preach freely. Amen. Amen. Y'all pray with me tonight. Amen. Let me start by giving honor to God, who's the head of my life. Give honor to our overseer, apostle, and prophet, is Mark tonight. Come on, give God a hand, praise for him. Yeah. Give honor to my wife, because she's in the back. My family. Amen. The whole house of God tonight. Amen. Let's jump right to the word. Amen. Have your way, oh God. Let's turn to Jeremiah, the 49th chapter. And the 14th verse. Immediately following that, we'll be going to Obadiah, the first chapter and the first verse. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Jeremiah 49 and 14 reads, I have heard a rumor from the Lord. And the next part says, and an ambassador is sent. Obadiah 1 and 1 said, we have heard a rumor from the Lord. And the same thing, and an ambassador is sent. The word rumor is defined as this. It's talk or opinion widely disseminated, which is means spread out, with no discernible source. No clue where the source comes from. A statement or report current without known authority for its truth. I have no idea whether it's true or not. And then the last one is a little bit archaic, it's a little old. It's talk or report of a notable person or event. Praise the Lord. Amen. For a while now, deliverance has been become privy or become victim to people trying to spread rumors concerning us. Some people who have left, some people who have stepped away, some people who have never been here, some people who just heard through the grapevine about deliverance, we've come privy to some rumors that have spread about us. Let me give you a couple of them if you hadn't heard them already. Deliverance has no love. Deliverance will never grow. Deliverance ain't all that. Deliverance is out of control. They preaching too hard over there at deliverance. The leadership can't take correction. They just some haters over there at that church. They ain't nothing but a bunch of hypocrites. All of these rumors spread around, there's one thing that they have in common. And that's that they come from all irreputable sources. These rumors don't carry any weight. Somebody tell your neighbor, these rumors ain't got no weight. The sources are not credible. The sources can't be trusted. The sources' track history is extremely bad. The sources of these rumors are subject to rumors themselves. The sources are bipolar, schizophrenic, pathologic, ludicrous, full of sin and iniquity, full of hate and jealousy, full of envy, green to the bone, sick to their soul, sick in their mind, don't know what they're talking about, turn around backwards, they ought to be moonwalking because they're going in the wrong direction. These sources are not credible at all. But my Bible tells me in Jeremiah 49 and 14, I have heard a rumor from the Lord. And it's something about when you hear a rumor from the Lord, you know that it's credible. You know that the source is good. You know that he stands by his word. You know that he's infallible. You know that he can't lie. You know that the source is perfect in all his ways. You know that the source is the King of Kings. True. I heard a rumor from the Lord that God don't lie. I heard a rumor from the Lord and everything he said is gonna come to pass. I heard a rumor from the Lord.
will fight for you. Exodus 14 and 14 says the Lord shall fight for you, and he shall hold your peace. Deuteronomy 20 and 4 said that for the Lord our God, he is that goeth with you to fight for you. Deuteronomy 3 and 22 says, ye shall not fear him, for the Lord, our God, shall fight for you. From heaven with the shout and with the voice of an archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. I heard a rumor. Oh, I heard a rumor from the Lord that something called a blessing was looking for me. Oh, I'm excited about this one. I heard a rumor that a blessing was looking for me. Numbers 6 and 24 said, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. Deuteronomy 28 and 2 said, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. I heard a rumor from the Lord that it's going to be, God is going to restore everything that the devil tried to steal. Joel 2 and 25, and I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm have eaten, the caterpillar have eaten, the palmer worm have eaten, and my great army was still among you. I heard a rumor from the Lord that he's coming, and when he comes, he's coming with deliverance. Exodus 3 and 8 say, and I am come down to deliver thee. I had a devotion. Somebody deliverance tonight. Somebody needs to be set free tonight. And I heard a rumor from the Lord that he's coming down with some deliverance. Oh, come on, step to your feet. I'm almost finished. Anybody excited about hearing the rumor tonight? Oh, we're not studying the other rumors that have been going around. We're not worried about all the other haters. We're just concerned about the reputable source, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We heard a rumor from the Lord. And now that we've heard the rumor from the Lord, it's time that the right rumors be spread concerning deliverance. It's time that the rumors be spread that deliverance is getting new members. It's time for rumors to be spread that deliverance is on a social media network. It's time for rumors to be spread that deliverance is experiencing an open season. It's time for some rumors to be spread that deliverance is expanding its walls. It's time for some rumors to be spread that deliverance has got the good. Under the fresh anointing that God is getting ready to drop. Some people can't handle this.